Welcome to the Covenant Journey Podcast. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love of our Lord Jesus as we explore the timeless treasures of the Bible. Join us now as we explore God's Word.
Welcome to the Covenant Journey Podcast. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Covenant Journey. On today's Bible study, we're going to be talking about the nativity scene from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, and beginning in verse 18. On the next podcast, we'll continue our discussion about the nativity, and we'll focus on Luke chapter 2. This is an amazing time of year, my favorite time of the year, and although we don't know what day Jesus was born, we celebrate it on the 25th of December. It is an amazing miracle where God became human flesh. He became incarnated in a human, lived as a human, and he hungered, he thirsted, he bled if he was cut, he was sleepy, he was tired, he needed rest, just like you and me, but yet at the same time, he was fully divine. It's a mystery that we'll never be able to fully comprehend. It is the ultimate plan of salvation where God became a human, those that he created in his own image, to live as a human, to walk in our steps, and to ultimately pay the final penalty that we deserve. Let's go to Matthew chapter 1 and begin in verse 18. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was like this. For after his mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, before they came together, she was found pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Verse 19, Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not willing to make her a public example, intended to put her away secretly. But when he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take to yourself Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She shall bring forth a son. You shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins. Now all of this happened, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Joseph arose from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded, and he took to himself his wife, and he didn't know her sexually until she had brought forth her firstborn son. He named him Jesus. It's an amazing story. You know, when we go to Israel, we have a communication with a Messianic Jewish individual there who's a great friend of ours. How do you communicate Jesus to someone who doesn't believe in the New Testament, for example, an Orthodox Jew? Well, it's right there in the Old Testament already. In fact, Matthew quotes from the book of Isaiah, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. In Hebrew, Emmanuel is God with us. Well, you know, the fact is that there's other chapters in Isaiah as well, where it says again that a child will be born and his name will be Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. It's in Isaiah chapter 7 and in Isaiah chapter 9. The scriptures are very clear there, where it's very clearly predicting that God will ultimately be incarnated, born of a virgin. His name will be Emmanuel, or his meaning will be God with us. His name will be called the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father. Beautiful story. We recite those scriptures every Christmas, but it's right there in the Old Testament, and there's so many other places as well. This is an amazing story because at the time, Joseph and Mary were engaged, and the engagement is a public ceremony. And in that public ceremony, you're openly committing to be engaged, but you're not yet living with one another. You have not yet consummated the marriage, but it's as though you are married because that is openly committing to one another. No relations yet. And during that time, Joseph finds out that his wife, Mary, is pregnant. How in the world did that happen? There's only one way that could have happened. She had to be unfaithful. Joseph didn't want to make a public example of her, so he wanted to sort of put her away and kind of issue a divorce decree, if you will, privately. Didn't want to publicly humiliate her. I'm sure that they had some difficult conversations. How did this happen, Mary? And Mary says, an angel of the Lord came to me and appeared and said that I would be with the child and give birth to the Son of God. I mean, how unbelievable is that? How is Joseph going to believe that kind of a story? He no doubt must have thought that Mary was making it up until an angel actually appeared to him in a dream and told him, Joseph, son of David, don't be alarmed, don't be afraid. Mary, your wife, has conceived, and that which is in her is of the Holy Spirit. This has happened by the Holy Spirit, the Immaculate Conception. She's going to bring forth a son for sure. But this is the name I want you to give to him, Jesus. That's the Hebrew word, Yeshua, salvation. It's the same in Greek. It means that he is going to be a savior. It's the same name for Joshua. That Jesus' name itself is to be a savior. And that's why it says, for he will save his people from their sins. The name of Jesus is above all names. Chapter 1 in the Gospel of John, verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. Without him was not anything made that has been made. Everything that you see was made by the Word. And then it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. It goes on to say in verse 14, the Word became flesh and dwelt or lived among us. We saw his glory, such glory as the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Some English translations will say the only begotten Son of the Father. The actual Greek is monogenes, which means mono, only, unique. Genes is gene or lineage, individual, the only unique one from the Father. There is none like him. Colossians and other portions of the New Testament say all things exist through him. This is the one who was in the beginning, in Genesis chapter 1, who was part of the creation, who existed before anything existed that we know. This is the Word of God. This is the Word of God who is God, who ultimately incarnated in human flesh. When we're in Israel and we travel to some of these places, we not only read from these and other scriptures, but one of the things that becomes very apparent, especially when Jesus goes to the Garden of Gethsemane, is his humanity. This is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who humbled himself and gave himself for you and I. What a wonderful time to celebrate. I pray that you and all of your family have a Merry Christmas as we contemplate and we rejoice that Jesus is Lord. He is the King of Kings. And he incarnated himself at this moment in history for our ultimate salvation. For more information, visit covenantjourney.org. That's covenantjourney.org.
You've been listening to the Covenant Journey podcast. We hope that we have informed, inspired, and encouraged you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love for our Lord Jesus as we've explored the Word of God. Visit covenantjourney.org, where you can obtain additional notes and information to enhance your study of the Scriptures. The website again is covenantjourney.org. You can also email us at cj@covenantjourney.org. Share this podcast with your friends. Visit covenantjourney.org.